I won't be before you long. But this intro is coming out strong. Shout out to the hoodie man. What's really goody, man? They were more stacked than a cookie man. Ay. Most ignorant man in the hood. 330, throw it up. What's good? Battle rap recap, dynamic duo, Waybird, Wave Gang, understood. I'm the best, better ask around. If you don't think you can catch around, I get money all day doing intros. What you think? I sit around and do nothing, you out your mind. But it ain't about me, so hit the like button and subscribe to the channel. And most importantly, put your hoodie up.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie. I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
What's good? What's good? What's good? It's the most ignorant nigga in the hood, the Hoodie Man, featuring
the President, Waveberg Slim, Commander in Chief,
and we are
what we about to get into.
Oh man, it is niggas that will say anything for clout. When Offset made that song, I thought it was just meant for action, but no, people will say anything to get a view. You think I'm lying? Let's hear it from the horse's mouth himself, Holmesy the God.
Niggas is crazy, cuz. Like, I just seen a blog, bro. A 15-minute blog that said, like, here go the crazy shit, son. Luckily, I'm not a sensitive nigga, bro. I just seen a nigga say, and was dead ass serious, and it was mad niggas in the comments. I seen a nigga say I sacrificed my grandmother to get to Summer Madness, cuz. Nigga, what? Bro, that's niggas need lives. Bro, I sacrificed my grandmother to get to Summer Madness.
Wow.
Bro, like, I don't even know how to fuck. What the fuck is that? Nigga said, me and Bill Collector be at Beasley House doing gay shit. He sacrificed his brother LB, and I sacrificed my grandmother to be top tier, bro. I just watched that. Like, niggas is lucky I'm not, like, mad sensitive, bro. My grandmother's funeral on Friday, and I cannot go, bro, because it's going to put me in a fucked up state, and I won't be able to finish what I started. And a nigga got the nerve to go on camera and say I sacrificed her. That is crazy to me. That, like, bro, like, the bad part is motherfuckers get hurt behind shit like that. That shit is wild to me. But here go the kicker, bro. Nigga, I joined the Illuminati for fucking 25K? And I'm in Beasley House doing gay shit? So I can be on some madness? Yo, nigga, it's crazy, bro. Because, like, it be niggas like that that make motherfuckers not believe nothing the nigga say. Bro, the nigga said, here's how stupid niggas is, right? First of all, I do not believe the devil or Lucifer or any of that shit is real. That's not. But here go the crazy shit. Cuz said I wore chicken bone earrings with mystical powers. He's not wrong about one thing. I don't wear earrings. I have gauges in my ears. And these motherfuckers do have like some mystical powers if you believe in that shit. This is what you see me wear versus Danny Meyer. I have gauges in my ears. It's attached to a quartz crystal. Right? If you know anything about quartz crystals, they amplify whatever stone you're wearing. And the medicine balls y'all see me having, those are made of tiger's eye. Now, don't get me wrong. These shits right here. Hey, Moolah, cuz really said I sacrificed my grandmother, bro. His grandma. I'm not really tripping too much because, like, it's an internet nigga. Bro, niggas lose their life over shit like that, bro. Like,
That's a fact, though.
I don't even know what to call you on the internet. It ain't like explaining myself. I'm just in awe. You feel me? I'm just in actual awe. Yo, listen, bro. If the Illuminati is real, I genuinely need more than 25K to join. Genuinely need more than 25K.
It's not guaranteed.
Like, because what you got to sell your soul, bro? I don't be knowing, like, that shit is, bro. Like, that shit's just crazy to me, bro. A nigga ever accuse y'all of being an Illuminati? Because I feel like I'm kind of lit now, honestly. And then, like I call myself Holmesy the God, so these niggas be reading way too deep into shit. Yeah, I ain't know what to call you. You heard? So it was just A. But yeah, that shit's crazy, bro. I, like, nigga said I be doing gay shit at Beasley House. Gay sex magic.
Say what now?
Jump up a few tears in battle rap.
And if y'all didn't hear that correctly, this nigga said gay sex magic.
The fuck?
Let's get
yo, that's crazy.
Gay sex magic.
First of all, I'll never do no gay shit in my life. Shout out to my gay people, though, because I fuck with y'all, but that's just not my speed. But, that shit is wild. I don't even believe in the devil, though. That's the weird shit. Like, yeah, like I said, Moolah, I ain't explaining myself. That just, bro, that's some kind of lit facts, bandit. Cuz said, I sold my soul. Listen, nigga.
That's fucking crazy.
If you know where they buying them at, let me know. Because for about 80 million. Yeah, Twitch, I got a nose ring, bro. I dyed my hair. I call my... Yo, J2, you a funny ass nigga. J2, a gay battle rapper. He said, shit, I should be top tier then. The fuck is going on?
Oh!
Hell, no, that's crazy.
To clarify for that, ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe that J2 is saying that gay things go on at Beasley House. What I believe he's trying to say is that he's gay, and if it took gay things to get to the top of battle rap, he would be Sue Surf. That's all. Let's continue.
Nah, that's mad funny. Yeah, bro. Sacrifice my girlfriend for fucking summer madness. Bro, like, here go the weird shit, bro, right? Here go the weird shit with these, I don't want to call them Jesus freaks because I don't think all Christians is weird. But, like, these super, yeah, bro, I'm not fucking Beasley. Like, what the fuck type of shit is that?
What the fuck?
But, hi, baby. But, yeah, bro, that shit just bugged me out, bro. Like, fucking, but here go the crazy shit, son. Niggas don't even realize... Because he was like, yo, Holmesy wore some earrings that gave him, like, magical abilities. He wasn't too wrong. Like, it depends on what you believe in. You feel me? Yeah, remember that, Doc, when I used to be a fucking Illuminati conspiracy theorist and thought we had to tear the internet down and shit? Yeah, but bro, like niggas, I'm gonna tell you what it is, bro. That's what I was about to say, Pete. Like the super Bible thumpers, the motherfuckers that believe Christianity is the only way of life. Like, bro, you niggas know what quartz crystal is? What quartz crystal does? This motherfucker do give me some special ability. There ain't no fucking chicken bones. The fuck I look? I don't even eat chicken, nigga. Putting chicken in my fucking ears. These niggas is crazy. I ain't gonna lie though. I might just start doing like, we'll do shit that people in the Illuminati do. Cause if Cuz can keep making blogs about me and then I get my followers up, we got a win-win situation, to be completely honest.
He ain't got many followers though.
I just don't want like, I never even been to Beasley House. Who fucking at Beasley House? Like, what is that? Listen to me. Listen to me. A nigga will get mad at me when I bring that up because when you,
Beasley.
We talk about like, cause it's the nigga is Christian, right? He's a Christian saying I'm a devil worshiper. Now, let me not offend anyone that is a Christian in here, but look at communion. You are practicing ritualistic cannibalism with drinking the blood of a person and eating the body of, but that's just a little bit too deep for motherfuckers to understand.
All right, I think
we're good, honestly. Nigga, voodoo. The nigga think I do voodoo too, bro. Nigga, if I knew that shit, it'd be lit. Really lit. Man, listen. That's cause me and you be on the same page, you feel me? Motherfuckers conduct rituals all the time without even knowing that shit. But that's a whole nother story. But yeah, yo, stay in school, y'all. Nah, fuck school, actually, because staying in school is the reason why niggas like this. Bro, I cannot fucking believe that shit. Gangsta, I do rituals too. That's the crazy thing. Niggas just think that's some bad shit. Like, I don't deal with no motherfucking evil energy in my life, you feel me? But it surely be. Let's say, manifest a miracle. Nigga, what? Aside from my skill. Gangsta Crash, I'm going to check it out, bro. But yeah, that shit trips me out, bro. That's what the fuck it is, Pete. Niggas is like, yo, how the fuck this nigga just beating everybody? Yeah, school don't teach you shit, bro. I don't know how to file taxes, but I know the first three ships over here was the Nina, the Pinto, and the Santa Maria. Nina, the Pinto, the Santa Maria. I do you on the bottom while you drinking sangria, nachos, lemon heads, my dad's boat. You won't go down because my... Yeah, bro. It was a horse, too, and a ship that came over here with Christopher Columbus. And then, like, Lewis and Clark with the expedition in Sacagawea. I know all of that shit from school, but I don't know shit about fuck. Yeah, that shit trips me out, bro. I just thought I would share that with y'all, nigga. My nigga told me I was a part of the Illuminati today. And I do gay sex shit at Beasley House so niggas can think I'm top tier.
Wow.
Hey, Mula, you want to see some funny shit, bro? Check this shit out, right? You said where? Egyptian shit in a Hamza chain, correct? Bro, the problem is.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go.
I don't even think I need to start. I really want to give the floor to the greatest co-host, but it is so many things that just rub me the wrong way with that.
I don't know who this blogger is.
I know who it is.
Nor do I give a fuck. Because one thing that I did that whole time I was looking up the price of a Honda Accord, and it is $24,270. You are telling me that a nigga wants to sell his soul for a Honda Accord? How dare you?
That's fucking crazy. No. Not a Honda Accord, bro. The chance at a Honda
Accord. Oh, yes. The chance at a Honda Accord.
A nigga killed his grandma for that.
Who died? And the funeral is this week. You know what I'm saying? Weeks before he have to go into his battle. You gonna pull a stunt like this? See, ladies and gentlemen, us as the black community, we gotta stop this. We gotta stop this, because here's my thing. When Caucasians get successful, this rhetoric never comes up. When Latinos, any other demographic becomes successful, it doesn't come up. But the first time my black brother or sister starts winning, the devil helped you. The devil is the reason. Why can't you just be good?
You had to kill your grandma.
You gotta kill your grandma. Listen, it don't just start with him. They said the same shit about Jordan. Jordan killed his daddy. Next thing you know, he ended up receiving all this. Even though Jordan was good before,
he was three times. He was how many titles? Two or three titles in when his grand. When
yeah,
his
daddy you feel died, me? Bro. But once his daddy died, now it's just he's this. And here's what people don't get. So where is that smoke for a none? He was away. You don't know what he was doing, but you won't say that. Then we'll go to my demographic. What Let's about go. Tink? Y'all Let's knew go. Where Tink was.
Let's go. Go in. Where
Tink was, and still, ain't nobody talk about he could be in his cell motherfucking conjuring some spirit to make him good. Y'all didn't do that. Why is y'all doing this for this man? Oh, I know why, because in the beginning, when I first got into battle rap, y'all was clowning him. Y'all would never expect this guy to be where he's at right now. But what's up with a congratulation or a pat on your back? Why do I got to investigate if you did some dirty shit to get where you at? Because in my mind, I perceive you shouldn't be there. That's some fuck shit. Anybody who thinks that way is on some fuck shit. And another thing I want to talk about before I hand it to the greatest calls in the fucking world, y'all need to take Beasley's dick out of y'all mouth. Why does everything happen at Beasley House? I don't even know where Smack lives, but Beasley House is the most known without an address. You don't even know the address, and it's a landmark in battle rap. Beasley. I done heard it in battle. Geechee Gotti told K-Shine, I heard you made a song called My Crib at Beasley House. Why does Beasley House get so much recognition? Because now you want to know what does go on at Beasley House. But I doubt gay shit happens at Beasley House. It's so many other things that Beasley can do as a straight male in society than do homosexual rituals to get absolutely nowhere. Because here's what y'all got to understand. If you don't sell your soul, you don't sell your soul to be the worker. You sell your soul to be the boss. Why would Beasley and Smack sell their soul to be next to Caffeine? You have a streaming platform that's over everybody, if you're going to sell your soul.
Let's go.
Why would Holmesy the God only sell his soul to be at a chance of 25,000 and the first battle on Summer Madness when you could have just took it all the way to main event?
Let's go.
What is you stupid niggas talking about? Y'all sell y'all souls to be workers? Wow.
Let's go.
Wow. El Presidente, please take it away.
Adept HNIC, you got to go to an event. When things open back up, you owe it to Holmesy the God. You owe it to Bill Collector and anybody else you've made these type of accusations for, to go to an event. I mean, there's jumping out of a window. But you, Ron Browns, this motherfucker. Like, you jumping out the window with this one. Jumping out the window with... Like, you have really accused dudes of sacrificing loved ones for a chance at a Honda Accord. And doing... God knows what you accusing him of at Beasley House. You got to go to an event and say that to their face. Either do that or just close up the whole YouTube channel, bro. You the type of dude that makes battle rappers talk crazy about bloggers and podcasters and all of that, that speak on the BS, because you go out of your way to make up a storyline like this. You really said this man sacrificed his grandmother. Bill Collector sacrificed his homeboy for the chance at a Honda Accord. Not a guaranteed one, but the chance at one. You putting all type of accusations on Beasley's house. did you ever think about what Beasley's wife might be saying?
If like, I'm Beasley, I'm
Beasley's kids. Like, you owe it to these dudes to go say this to their face. Like, you know, I could take this so many angles. So many. I'm going to take the most manly one, though. Because that's how I do. Like, say that to their face. Before you get on a blog and say that, think about, oh, you know what? COVID-19 is going to be gone one of these days. Before I make this video, I need to be saying this to their face. Say it in front of them and see what happened, bro. It's one thing to get in front of your subscribers and say this. This man just so happened to hear it. Get in front of them and say it to them. That's all I want you to do, man. This is so crazy. So out of the, like, forget jumping out the, you jumped off the building with this one.
It's crazy.
The chance at a Honda Civic, bro. Like, that's just the Honda Civic. That wasn't even enough for the damn taxes on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all heard the man said 80 million, then you're talking something. I even think 80 million is too low, but it's way more reasonable than a fucking Honda Accord. That nigga is saying shit for shock value, and he must be stopped.
Alone. That's all. That's crazy, bro. Like, where is the responsibility for your words? Get in front of him and say that.
People like him.
That's crazy.
People like him must be stopped, because it's motherfuckers like him who make it hard, just like my motherfucking co-host elaborated on a few seconds ago. It's niggas like you that make podcasters and bloggers look crazy as fuck and make a motherfucker not want to listen because the stupid shit you say.
That's the weirdo they talking about.
Like, nigga, you is in the wrong community for this. They got a conspiracy community. They got a woke community. Hassan Campbell, fruity ass over there. Nigga, they got communities everywhere. But you picked the wrong one for that weird ass shit. And this community has been through a lot. We've been through the drive-through section of transgenders. They hop in and leave. You got motherfuckers that be ghostwriting other people bars. And a lot of weird shit happens in the battle rap community.
His grandma, my nigga.
This cannot be tolerated. Because like I said, I can't speak for Holmesy. But if you talk about my grandmother like that, I'm going to beat your ass.
His grandma.
You said he sacrificed his grandmother for a Honda Accord. I would take
no, no, the chance at one.
Oh, I keep forgetting. A chance at a Honda Accord. I would take a cord, wrap it around your neck, and watch you motherfucking pass out with straight bliss on my face because I felt like I saved the world. Because people like you make the hoodie man sick. I ain't promoting violence, but I don't like motherfuckers like that. Because me, I won't lie. All of us got a little conspiracy in us. But I will never Ron Browns, shout out to Ron Browns, and jump out the window.
Jumping out the window with this
one. Jumping out the window with this one.
Oh.
And I ain't popping no champagne with him. Ron Browns did a second song called Pop Champagne, but you don't get none.
Facts. None of that.
You don't get no champagne.
And Chris Tito's. You get Tito's for this one.
That's it. Nigga, you ain't even allowed in the club. Chris Rock said it best. Ain't no sex in the champagne room. Not for that lame ass nigga.
That's crazy, man.
Get on my damn nerve. I can't believe you. Me and my brother had a hard day today. Just wanted to relax. We've been dropping episodes like hotcakes. Who would ever think one just fall in our lap like this, listening to that stupid shit? I apologize to you, Holmesy, that you even had to hear some fuck shit like that and to try to throw you off your focus before your big moment, because it's wrong. So y'all telling me if E-Ness gets on URL, he sucked the devil dick, huh?
Beasley.
Oh, my bad. E-Ness would have had to go to Beasley house. I'm off at Beasley house. Everything. Nigga, y'all might as well turn that to a reality show, Beasley House, and just throw all the battle rappers in there.
Hell yeah, they just get loose.
Get loose. Welcome to another episode of Beasley's House, because I guess that's where everything happens.
Niggas, boys going wild. Beasley's House edition.
Hold on, say that again for the viewers.
Boys going wild, Beasley's House edition, bro. Like, ain't none of them biggest millionaires but Beasley, but they at Beasley House doing God knows what. Like, come on, bro. Stop it. Stop.
Stop. Because we not trying to hear that dumb shit. We not. We really, really not. Me and my brother should not be viewing in and looking at battle rap and run across this. We ran across this, and I should not be hearing somebody who could change their career talk about something traumatizing.
Oh, that's crazy.
While adding on your fake ass homosexual conspiracy. That is not fair to Holmes.
Like, where is your mind at, Adept?
Nigga, did you get fucked to get a YouTube channel?
What did you do at Beasley House?
Nigga, was you at Beasley House? Do you got video?
How do you got all this inside info? What's going on at Beasley House? What did you do at Beasley House to get this information? How do you know Holmesy was at Beasley House if you wasn't there? That was the stunt double at Brokeback Mountain, Adept HNIC. You were the stunt double for Brokeback Mountain. You didn't even get this man Brokeback Mountain. You said Beasley's House. Like you know what goes on there. Like, you've got to have been at Beasley's House to know what's going on there. Bro, like,
I'm gonna say it now. The dude is a Brokeback blogger.
Brokeback blogger.
You a Brokeback blogger. Any blogger that will bring up homosexuality towards another person with no evidence.
No evidence.
Black blogger. And that's what you are. You are a Brokeback blogger. I mean, Dad, you say that too much. It's a tongue twister, but you are a Brokeback blogger. I'll say it slowly for you. That shit will get your tongue all
over. Like, nigga, like, you the stunt double. When he, right before the poke, they pulled out Heath Ledger and put you in. Like, get the fuck out. Like, these niggas is crazy, bro.
Anybody who is a subscriber of his channel and listen to that fuck shit,
I'm not a hater. I'll never tell you unsubscribe, unfollow. But please use your noggin and know what is shock value and what is realistic. Do not let this person build your esteem slash comfortability into just saying outlandish shit like that. Because someone will fuck you up.
That's a fact.
Please do not let this man build your confidence to say outlandish things and then something happen to you. Because that's what he's doing.
Adep, AKNIC, I just want to let you know on this little secret right here. Go to an event. And when Holmesy the God or Beasley or whoever it is, let them know who you are. When you do that and they knock you out, they're not rich enough for you to sue them. That's just an ass whooping you got to take. If you go jump out the window, on Jay-Z or motherfucking Drake or somebody that got a little bit of money on them, don't jump out the window on broke niggas like you and I. You are not going to sue Holmesy and make millions, bro. He going to go in the courtroom claim, well, I'm broke anyway. He just got a black eye. You will have sued for a black eye, bro. That would have been your reward. So if you're going to jump out the window, jump out the window on somebody that's worth it. Because y'all niggas looking fucking crazy out here. You a sucker-ass nigga. Straight up.
Ain't no more to say on that one. Only thing I got to add on to that is, ladies and gentlemen, not everyone is a blogger. You know what I'm saying? I've been saying this for a while. Only because you got a camera in front of you does not make you a blogger. Take what a lot of people say with a grain of salt. I know me as a podcaster say a lot of things y'all might disagree with. Some might find funny. Some might find some type of way. Either way it go, I'm willing to accept all criticism because I always try to be at least professional about what I do. That was very unprofessional and it was wrong. And if they see you at an event, I hope they beat your ass. But I am the Hoodie Man, and he is
the president. Not that guy, but the other one. Commander in Chief. Adept, go to an event and say that to his face.
Come outside.
Come outside.
Your bitch ass.
Bring but your whole ass outside, nigga.
You son of a bitch. But love, peace, and chicken
grease on Hoodie.